on it. We've just pulled up outside of Barista Coffee, and which is number 2-4 Sundergaard, and the big grand building above it is, we presume, the offices of, well, we know it is because I just took a photo of the panel of the Seismonauts, and Seismonauts are the PR sales company who, a PR I guess, company that were commissioned to hold the competition, 48 hours in Denmark, and therefore we've just come tootling down on our bikes, which took us less than 5 minutes, and it's pretty quiet. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody about really, it's really mellow, you can hear the seagulls chirping away, it's really, really nice and warm, just the right temperature, nice breeze coming off the sea through the channeled street with these really space-agey lights that are like chrome towers that are spiralling up with what looks like a solar panel on the top, but it's just like a refracted light on the top. There's loads of little banners above me. Hurrahs for Aarhus, 1909, and a picture of, I think, somebody dancing next to it, dialogue09.dk, whatever that is. A lot of fashion shops, and we've just literally put the bikes up, and our meeting is at 10:15. It's 9:48, so we're a little bit early, but I'm looking forward to meeting the guys, and it's been good, really enjoyable. I wish I got more sleep last night, but I think it's something to do with the mystical beer that I've been drinking. All good fun though. And me and Christian were just talking about what more can be done when you're in Denmark, and I think you need a day or two to get adjusted. I think 48 hours hitting it without any prior knowledge is okay. You can cover so much, but to cover a lot of things from a digital tourist perspective in terms of interviewing people, you need to have, you know, a couple of phones or a couple of batteries ready to go, so you don't have to go back and do all that sort of stuff. You can have a little support network to do it. But no, now we know our way around. Definitely something that we could probably do again in the future, just ourselves, you know, just the actual flying over, the plane flight was only an hour, and the bus here was at 50 minutes, so within 2 hours from Stansted Airport, you can be in this beautiful city, right next to the coast, and a short bike ride, which costs, if you have a city bike, 20 kroner, which is about, well, it's not a lot of money at all, to be honest, for the whole day. Or you can rent bikes out. The place that we rented bikes from, they also do like a studenty thing where you can rent one for all year or lease it for all year, 6 months or whatever you want, and they'll maintain it, look after it for you. So right, I'm just waiting for to go up now.